Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him, as they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes, saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass at that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them, filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments and the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. The people saw the sign he had done. They said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. You enjoying the summer heat? I'm not. It's bring on the fall, all right? I had a wonderful week in Indianapolis. I was praying for you all, and there was no humidity in Indiana in July. And they kept telling us it was the LA people who brought the good weather. So please know that I was praying for you all. Father Paulo said he loved being here. He's a great priest, so we're going to have him come more often, okay? So thank you for your prayers for me while I was gone. It was a wonderful congress that we're going to talk more about. That we're going to do a Eucharistic revival, some talks here, and we're blessed to be Catholic, are we not? And it's the Eucharist that is the source and sum of our faith. So please know that I was praying for you, okay? It's good to be home. You know, I'm very blessed with a very good priest support group. There's 4 of us. Father Paulo's one of them, who was here last week if you were at this Mass. And I have Father Mike and Father Daniel. And every year, we try to plan a trip together. And we take turns, organizing it. And I'm a planner, so when the other guys plan the trip, it's a lot for me just to be patient, right? Because I want everything to get done right away. But last year, one of my buddies decided for us to go on a cruise. I'd never been on a cruise before. The only cruise I ever was on was on It's a Small World to Disneyland, right? The happiest cruise to ever sail the earth. And I didn't know what to expect. But one of the things that stood out right away is people eat a lot on a cruise ship, right? I mean, a lot. There's a lot of gluttony that goes on. And it was just a California coast cruise. So one day we were out in San Francisco. We were out most of the day, and we missed the formal dinner. And, you know, we just wanted simple food. So we decided we were just going to order pizza, because who doesn't like pizza, right? So my buddy had the app, and he says, "Well, how many do you want each?" We said, 2, 2, 2. So 4 times 2 is what? Oh, Lord. I hope none of you are Holy Family alumni. 4 times 2 is?
8.
So we put in an order for 8 slices of pizza, right? It said it'd be done in 20 minutes. And, you know, the navigation system on your Princess Cruise medallion, whatever it was called, they could find exactly where you are. So 20 minutes. And you know when you're hungry? I don't know about you, but I get a little bit grouchy, right? So 20 minutes pass, 30 minutes pass, 45 minutes pass, an hour passed. At 80 minutes, I began to look at my buddy, Father Mike, and said, what did you do? How did you mess up this order? And he said, I didn't do anything wrong. So at the two-hour mark, I said, I've had enough. I'm just going to go to sleep. And as I stood up, this waiter comes in with 8 large boxes of pizza. My buddy put it in wrong, and instead of 8 slices, it was 8 large boxes of pizza. And we just laughed at each other. We looked at each other and just began to laugh because that's what was taking so long. And we still laugh about that story today because out of our hunger came an abundance of pizza. But isn't life like that often? In our moments when we question, we doubt, oftentimes God has a way of blessing us in ways that we never imagined. For us, it was that simple gesture of all this pizza. But on a daily basis, God is blessing us. Yes or no?
Yes.
So what I want us to do right now is just bow our heads and let's think of just how God has blessed you recently in your life. How has God blessed you recently in your life? Those blessings that you have received is the exact same way that Jesus blessed the people of the gospel today. He saw that they were hungry. And because he loves them so much and loves all of you, he said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to feed you. And for us Catholics, every time we come to Mass, we are fed with the Holy Eucharist. And the Eucharist, my friends, should transform us into better people. So what is this gospel a reminder of today? That God works with what we have. So what does that mean for us? Does it mean how old you are, how young you are, how rich you are, how broke you are, how chubby you are like me, or how skinny you are? God doesn't care if you're a Democrat. He doesn't care if you're a Republican. What he's telling all of you today is he's going to use your life to do good things. If you choose to surrender to God. So no matter where you are in your work, in your families, he's going to use that and use you to do good things. Our Lord is telling us very clearly this gospel also that we need to be compassionate and generous to one another. I was so inspired in Indianapolis, 55,000 Catholics there. Most of them were under the age of 40. Isn't that a great thing? People keep saying the young church is dead. That is a lie. The young people are reviving the church, actually. It's so great to see. So if we come to Mass, and we're God willing, we're transformed like Jesus, but as soon as we leave Mass, we get in our car, we start arguing with each other because we can't decide where you're going to eat lunch after Mass. And then you start yelling and screaming. You see, I come from a family too. I know how it is. Or you're so worried about, you know, that person's going to vote for that person, or that candidate, and you villainize them. Why are you coming to Mass then, my friend? You're not. Jesus is not going to ask you for your voter record when you die. He's going to ask you, were you generous? Were you kind? Were you compassionate? Did you choose to live out this gospel to help those in need? Were you loving? Were you merciful? Were you understanding? Those are the things that matter in life. So, my friends, God has blessed each and every one of us so very much, abundantly in different ways. So we are in return called to give that blessing back to each other. It's not always going to be easy because we are different. But God is telling us today to not sit on the sidelines, but to choose to help and to put your faith into action and to do something. I've now been with you This is the start of, I'm a history major, not a math major, so this is, this is now my the start of my soon, my 11th month with you. And I'm very, very overwhelmed by the generosity of the good that you do each and every day. I want you to know that. I see that. But guess what? None of us are in heaven yet. Thank God this isn't heaven, right? Because the Dodgers wouldn't have blown those last three games, all right? We're not in heaven yet. So we got a lot of work to do. And it's our job as disciples of Christ to love each other. Our media, our world, would you aim it? They want us fighting with each other and focus on our differences. And I want us to unite through Jesus Christ and the Holy Eucharist. That's who we are, my friends. We're a Eucharistic people. And when we come to Mass, we receive Jesus' body, soul, and divinity so that it can transform us, so that we could bring our Lord to one another. So Jesus is asking you today to help and to not sit on the sidelines. So how does that speak to you today? Who is Jesus asking you to reach out to? Maybe it's the person sitting next to you in the pew. Who knows? But our Lord is telling you to do something. So who is it that God is speaking about today in your heart? Who is it that you need to reach out and to help? Let's reflect upon that right now. And remember, when we die, God is going to ask us, how did you use your life here on earth to help those in need? And I hope God is so impressed by how you lived your life, he's going to say, you must have been from South Pasadena Holy Family, all right? I don't want him to go, oh boy, more purgatory time for you, okay? I want him to say, come home to heaven. So who is God asking you to help today? Amen?
Amen.